Oh, did they?
They did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. So you're on a Neumann. Good company.
Oh, there they are.
There's the Beatles.
Are you a Beatles fan?
There's some songs that I'm not like a huge obsessed fan.
Beatlemania.
Yeah, right. There's some songs. I mean, they influenced a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
There's some songs that I dig. Probably half the songs they wrote, I think, suck.
Really?
But half of them I like, too. So it's kind of, you know, it's these are kind of shitty where people, oh, you got to listen to this great Beatles song. I'm like, that really sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think half of it, the stuff, if you listen to all their albums.
Right.
Like, most albums.
They progressed so much in only, whatever it was, like 10 years they were a band. And they did so much in that span of 10 years that people could never accomplish. Yeah.
The early stuff, I think, were the
best. That's your classic Beatles. Like,
oh, yeah. Ding, ding. Right. Like the Beach Boys, the big hits that they had, you know. Everybody go surfing.
Yeah.
You know, classic songs that they'll, you know, will probably never go out of style.
No.
Somebody else will just redo, you know, the Beach Boys or something like that, their albums or their songs or whatever.
Yeah.
And modernize them like they've done with a lot of like Police songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sting, where they're incorporating them in different music. Exactly.
Sting.
We like Sting. Don't sting me, man. Should be a girl, you know, dating Sting. Why do they call you Sting? Ah, you haven't seen my stinger yet. The lines you could come up with.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have made it if it says, what's his name? Oh, his name's John.
Right, no.
No, it's
Sting. You've got to have the stage name to go along with the persona.
Completely Sting.
I'm Sting.
Mr. T.
Right,
now, if he said, oh, here's Mr. Ted, that wouldn't have worked.
Freaking 50 Cent. You know what his real name is? Curtis.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Curtis.
It's 50 Curtis.
Cent. Man, 50 Cent. It just sounds so better. You got to have the stage name. You're going to have to come up with a name for you.
What's the first Staghorn?
What? You got to say that again. That was too good.
What's the first Staghorn?
Where did you get this from?
I don't know. It came off the top of my head.
That was good. I like that. I'll have to, that'll be your introduction to your demo.
Yeah. Introducing
Westerfer Staghorn commercial. Perfect. You'll make a name for yourself right away. Westerfer Staghorn?
Mr. Staghorn, please go.
Yeah, Mr. Staghorn. Oh my God. Mr. Fucker. You're on. Excuse me? Is that a Mr. Fucker? Yeah, F-U-C-K.
P-H-U-C-K.
Yeah. It's kind of a very unique name. Fucker. Mr. Fucker. Yeah, that's my name.
Not very common name.
Yeah. Keith Fucker. Keith Fucker. Matt Fucker. It's kind of like, what was that one growing up where they, my name's Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt. Can you say that again? Mike Hunt. Slow that down. Mike Hunt. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you were saying something else.
Hugh Jass. My
name is
Hugh. Jass.
Oh, Lord. All right. We're just getting all the nerves out before, you know, the real performance here.
Yeah.
All right. Wesley on the mic.
Hello.
And Chili's Big Mouth Burger in 3, 2, 1.
Not long ago in a Chili's. Wait, hold on. Yeah, I think I've almost.
Just think about those dancing.
Yeah.
The dancing peppers.
All right.
Got me wondering about that.
Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant, the server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected because what could have been disastrous turned out delicious. Tangy tortilla strips, jalapenos, and pesto on a burger grilled to perfection. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. Nachos and burger on a collision course with destiny.
All right, smile, buddy. We're going to put you on our Facebook today.
Oh, yeah.
Wesley in training.
He's on it.
Very good. Are you following us on Facebook?
I don't have Facebook.
That's okay. I won't hold it against you. It's all right. Are you anti-Facebook? That's okay. No problem.
I always say anti. I did create one.
I use it for business.
Yeah, so I figured. Yeah, that's what. But I just wasn't getting on it, so I didn't fully delete it, but I can like disable it or something like that. So
that's
you're kind of.
You're probably better off without it.
Yeah.
You don't have to like everybody's shit.
I don't even like, even.
I like you. I like you.
Yeah, I gotta like it.
Nobody likes me today. I got no likes.
Where are the likes?
I know. Damn it.
Have you noticed that ever since social media really took off with the whole likes, I hear people in their vocabulary from a day-to-day basis, they say like.
Like.
So
like,
it's like,
so like.
I was like, I'm
like. So like, are you like studying like?
It's just become a part of this vocabulary. I just.
It is weird.
I don't like the word like.
We have digressed as a country when it comes to proper English.
Right.
And the king's language from, you know, yesteryear, that's for sure.
Yesterday.
If you listen to our founding fathers and how they spoke.
I do say.
They were very eloquent.
Thoughtful. Even their handwriting is just a work of art.
Really?
Like, unbelievable.
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Yeah, seriously.
I can't even remember, actually. I mean, signing your name is like a big feat. Like, wow, I signed my name on a, you know, autographed. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Can I have your autograph, sir? I'm not sure.
No, but
you're John Hancock? Or Herbie Hancock? What was that? What the hell was that actor that died that was in Black Sheep with Spade, David Spade?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking.
Tommy Boy, the guy.
Oh, yeah. But he was like Herbie Hancock instead of, you know. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
It was Herbie.
What was his name? I forget. John something, maybe?
Mm-mm. No. That was Belushi. No, he died.
John Belushi,
yeah,
that's right.
He's gone.
He's died, yeah.
Chris Farner?
Farley.
Chris Farley. He was a funny MF-er.
God, he was hilarious.
He was.
The SNL dance that he did with, what's
the guy? Yeah. he was unbelievable. Fat man in a little.
Dude. You need those fat humorists, or else, you know, the world would just be a morose
completely
place.
And he was such a likable guy.
Yeah, he's so
fun. Such a dork.
Right.
Everybody needs a dork. All right. Getting dorky with it. Getting dorky with it. That was Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Yeah,
that song.
I remember Will Smith. He had a Miami song too on that album.
Welcome to Miami.
I'm going to Miami. Yeah. That's so bad.
Getting jiggy with it.
That's so corny.
But people, he made it onto the top 40 Billboard and all that. People loved it.
It was huge.
His star was a lot bigger, I would say, back then.
Yeah, he had.
For Will Smith stuff. Right, yeah. You know.
Well, he had the
Beverly Hills Cop. That was the other black guy.
No, the TV show that he did when he moved to Beverly
Prince.
Hills.
Prince of
Bel Air, yeah.
That was a really good show. I watched that growing up. That was fun. Yeah, the other black guy. That's what black guys tell me. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the other black guy. I'm like, because you don't want to say, oh, they all look the same to me.
No.
All I know is he was black. That's like, and he was funny.
The funny black guy.
The funny black guy. And we're not talking about the mean black guy, Samuel Jackson.
He always
plays the badass.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about
the
story.
It's called in France.
Exactly.
All right, so we're doing.
We're in the restaurant.
Okay. Am I just going to do it again?
Just do it again. All right. You got this. Good energy, man. Keep that energy going.
Not long ago, in a Chili's restaurant, the server, carrying a Big Mouth burger to a customer, turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected, because what could have been disastrous turned out delicious. Tangy tortilla strips, jalapenos and pesto on a burger grilled to perfection. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. Nachos and burger on a collision course with destiny.
Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant.
Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant.
The server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer.
The server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer
turned a corner
turned a corner,
and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected. Because what could have been disastrous? Turned out delicious. Tangy tortilla strips. Jalapenos and pesto. On a burger grilled to perfection. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. On a collision course. With destiny. Good. So it's keeping that consistency, that same level, pretty much all the way through. So you're really right up here the whole time, like right here in that energy and that excitement the whole time. Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant, the server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer turned a corner and collided with another server. But I'm telling you the story. Collided with another server. Check that out, dude. Carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected. Because what could have been disastrous turned out delicious. Lamenting there, slowing down a little bit. Turned out delicious. And then we're going to make love to the food. Tangy tortilla strips. Jalapenos and pesto. And a burger grilled to perfection. Hear that? Grilled to perfection. Just the
grilled
way you want
perfection.
It. Yeah. Because you hear that intensity that's on there rather than grilled to perfection. You asked for it. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. On a collision course with destiny. Good. So, yep.
All right, let me do it one more time.
It's just really getting that getting used to holding that and then not holding back with that energy, you know, because it's different. You don't regularly do this, and that's not your energy level. So I'm like, if you feel like you're doing too much already, overshoot a little bit more, and that might be just right.
Okay.
So try to cast that out even more.
Gotcha.
Because you're just such an excitable kind of guy. Woo. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. You're like Mr. Party Animal.
Yeah.
What's happening, baby? It's a party in here. It's a party up in here is what I'm saying. Yeah, Tyrone.
Tyrone likes his Big Mouth Burger.
Man, he does. And ain't no kidding. I could be woofing down two of those. I ain't kidding. Suck him right down. Right down in my stomachs. Did you just say stomachs, Tyrone? Yeah, I did. What you gonna do? No, no, nothing. I'm not judging. Man, you racist. Stop calling me racist, because I really don't. May I offend you? You have a conversation back and forth. All right. One more time.
Not long ago, in a Chili's restaurant, the server, carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer, turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected, because what could have been disastrous turned out delicious. Tangy tortilla strips, jalapenos and pesto on a burger grilled to perfection. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. Nachos and burger on a collision course with destiny.
All right, we're going to do this together one more time.
All right.
Not long ago.
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 In a Chili's restaurant.
In a Chili's restaurant.
In a Chili's restaurant.
In a Chili's restaurant.
We're kind of a little swag here. So, not long ago in a Chili's restaurant.
Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant.
The server.
The server...
Carrying a Big Mouth burger to a customer.
Carrying a Big Mouth burger to a customer.
Turned a corner.
Turned a corner.
And collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
And collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
Both customers got more than they expected.
Both customers got more than they expected.
Because what could have been disastrous...
Because what could have been disastrous...
Turned out delicious.
Turned out delicious.
Tangy tortilla strips.
Tangy tortilla strips.
Jalapenos and pesto.
Jalapenos and pesto.
On a burger grilled to perfection.
On a burger grilled to perfection.
Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger.
Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger.
Nachos and burger.
Nachos and burger.
On a collision course with destiny.
On a collision course with destiny.
With a collision course with, oh, I'm sorry. What am I saying here? Nachos and burger on a collision course with destiny.
On a collision course with destiny.
You like to go destiny.
Destiny. The destiny gets me.
I know.
On a collision course with destiny.
There you go. You can't hide your heritage, my brother. But but I like how you say it. You almost remind me of the accent that, what the hell is this guy's name? Big preacher out in Dallas. Joe Alstein.
I don't know, Joel.
Look him up. How you doing? You know God loves you, but so do I. Do you know that? He does. He does love you. But he's a such, he's kind of a soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
But then when it's, you know, destiny.
Destiny.
He's just such a nice guy. You know. You know.
On a collision course with destiny.
With destiny.
With destiny.
There you go. Cool.
Destiny.
With destiny. With destiny.
Destiny. Destiny. That's right. Not a great word.
So I should put a director's note in here. A director's note is that some versions of voiceover, it's not a one-size-fits-all, first of all, mm-hmm. especially getting started in voiceover. It's finding the sweet spots, yeah. the areas that really make sense for your temperament, your personality. So what my job is to push the envelope to figure out what's a natural thing for you, which is a natural fit, and then what's not so natural to you.
Yeah.
Now, some coaches would just give up and say, you know, I just don't know if the high energy stuff is that guy. And then they give up. Yeah, you're never going to be able to do that. And I'm not saying that. And mm-hmm. I won't say that. But what we'll do is we'll try different pieces of copy out. You might find that a different piece of copy, for whatever reason, fits better with you than this one.
Hmm.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
We like what we like. Like, you may not find a connection with Chili's, but you might find a connection, better connection with Foxwoods.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know yet.
All right.
So you could be middle of the road guy, guy next door guy, which is fine. But you may not be the high, you know, falutin, you know, exaggerated,
right.
you know, that kind of guy right now. But something to aspire to.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we're still going to push the envelope.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally for it.
Cool. But we don't know if that's going to and you know what? You could turn out saying, that's my strongest suit at the end.
Right, yeah.
We just don't know. Right. Yet, so it's just so early.
Sure, yeah.
All right, we're going to do some dew.
Okay.
The Mountain Dew.
All right.
You're just a guy out there sweating his balls off.
Can
it's
I say?
It's fucking hot out there, okay? Can I just say that?
You can say that.
It's really roasting, man. And in Florida, you know, there's just something about these hot-ass days in Florida, you know, in July, where it feels like 108 degrees, you know, and I'm not going to be reaching for a Mountain Dew. I just want some water, man. But the Mountain Dew is your water. All right. That's your water boy stuff.
All right.
What water boy? You have to do it in Adam Sandler's voice. If you can.
Yeah.
You have to be the water boy.
All right.
That would be fun.
You know, there's something about these hot summer days that call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew. That cool, fresh, lemony taste, there's just nothing quite like it. Working out here all day in the hot sun can really get to you after a while. That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew, is worth more to me than almost anything at all. Take it from me, Mountain Dew is the cool refresher you'll ask for time and time again. Mountain Dew, the soft drink that stands by itself.
Getting better. You know.
You know there's.
Hold on. You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
There's something about these hot summer days.
There's something about these hot summer days.
That call for an ice cold Mountain Dew.
That call for an ice cold Mountain Dew.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
There's just nothing quite like it.
There's just nothing quite like it.
Working out here in the hot sun all day.
Working out here in the hot sun all day.
Can really get to you after a while.
Can really get to you after a while.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew.
Is worth more to me.
Is worth more to me.
More than me.
More.
To more than me. I'm just fucking with you. More than me than almost anything at all.
Than almost anything at all.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
You'll ask for it time and time again.
You'll ask for time and time again.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
The soft drink.
The soft drink.
That stands by itself.
The soft drink that stands by itself.
And do you see how these words are exercised, how I'm exercising those words, where you hear that more action, more commutative goal? You know, it's not just them reading it.
Right, no,
but,
yeah.
But there's something that's being done, like I'm moving it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you're doing as an actor, is you're moving those pieces around.
Yeah.
To communicate what it is that you're really trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we're not, you know, anybody can read it just yeah. about, you know, if you're not. So as an actor, you're like, how can I push the envelope? How can I push this? Mm. And so paying attention to that visually to see how those words are being said and then saying what I'm saying, hear what I'm saying, say what I'm saying, all of those things, and just see how they can be used, because really what we're doing here is no different than any of the others.
Yeah.
It's just using those key words that will come up again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
In those. So that's why marking the copy is so essential. Because then you'll know what to do.
Yeah.
And remember, it'll jog your memory. Exactly. And then another trick. So if your copy is like really marked up, throw it away, print out another copy and see if you remember how to mark the copy.
Mm.
Where those marks are.
Yeah.
And remember what you did.
Right.
Because it can go like tons of marks and then finally you're like, I don't even know what's what now.
Mm-hmm.
So see if you can, you know, remember.
Okay.
Where it is, those key words. So they just become very obvious to you what to do with them. So with you know, it's just kind of like a kind of thinking out loud. I want to tell you a story.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about these hot, it's kind of folksy, right?
Right.
You know, there's something about these hot summer days that call for an ice cold Mountain Dew. Here's some lawnmowers in the background.
Yeah.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste. It's that lemony taste.
Lemony taste.
Lemony taste.
Lemony taste.
You're almost like you're tasting that lemon. Lemony taste. Right?
Lemony taste.
Yeah, and that cool, fresh, lemony taste. Right.
Yeah.
So you're making somebody thirsty, man.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
So altogether quicker, though. Cool, fresh, lemony taste.
Cool, fresh, lemony taste.
Yeah. That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
There's just nothing quite like it.
There's just nothing. What if I'm like, there's just nothing quite like it.
Yeah. There's just nothing quite like it.
Kind of go like, you know, and then later on.
Yeah.
There's just nothing quite like it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're like, yeah, let me tell you. There's nothing quite like it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you get back to the work part. Working out here in the hot sun all day is a motherfucker. So I want to hear it in your voice, dude, you don't want my job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while.
Working out here in the hot sun can really get to you after a while.
You know what I mean, partner?
I know what you mean.
All right. So working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while. Kind of depressing.
Can really get to you after a while.
That's why the optimistically up
Yeah.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew, you're making a statement. So you're kind of standing on your soapbox right now. So give it to me.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew is worth more to me than almost anything at all.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
You'll ask for it time and time again.
You'll ask for it time and time again.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
The soft drink.
The soft drink.
That stands by itself.
That stands by itself.
Good. Relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable. And that's definitely, you want to hear more of you in there than anything at all. I have some students goes, do you want me to sound just like you? I said, no. I said, just the things that I do. I want it to resemble you.
Yeah.
Your personality, who right. you are. You're just doing the inflections and similar personalities that I'm doing with the, you know, cadence in my voice. But who you are, your personality and all that, we're not going to, I don't want to change that.
No, yeah, yeah.
Because what's going to make you different? Mm-hmm. I want you to be different. You know, oh, he sounds just like me. Well, why do I need
sounds
you?
Like that Keith Allen guy.
I could just pay him half and there you go.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want that. I mean, it'd be good for the agent, but he might feel bad for me. But if you're making bank off it, who cares? Like Keith Allen, he's got enough business. It's okay. Here's some new stuff.
All right.
Start off with number one.
Yeah, American Express.
Now, I want to hear your interpretive skills.
All right.
And you know, yours is going to be different from mine. So right now, we have to think, have I done anything? What can you reference in your mind that you've done that has a similar sound? Possibly nothing, but you can only go by what you've done.
Yeah.
So let's see what we can do.
Okay.
So the first thing a voice actor does when I get a script in is that I look at it, obviously, and then I read it out loud two or three times just to kind of work out the bugs and the flow. So go ahead and just make pretend
yeah,
you're in your own studio.
Yeah, I'm noticing a lot of we, so I guess I should emphasize we.
Yeah, I mean, you don't overlay, so that's why they call. We deliver clear recommendations rather than a hammer. We deliver clear recommendations.
We deliver.
Yeah, we.
Okay.
We deliver clear recommendations. And with there another word, and but that's basically saying, and by the way, there's something else I want to tell you about.
And we work hard to ensure.
That would be another one, distress.
All right.
And again, this is you in your studio just reading to yourself right now.
Yeah.
Until you're like, okay, I think I want to record.
Okay.
Because, you know, the first time you're not ready to record.
No,
the
no.
second time, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Third time, better. And then by the fourth, you're like, yeah, I think I can start recording.
Okay.
So give it a whirl.
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients, and we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval. We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon and regular reviews that show progress towards your goals. How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients, and we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval. We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon and regular reviews that show progress toward your goals. How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our... Wait. At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients, and we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval. We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon and regular reviews that show progress towards your goals. that show progress toward your goals. That kind of reminds me of the ending, you know, kind of reminds me of and the soft drink that stands by itself.
Ah.
Reviews that show progress toward your goals.
Yeah. That's good. How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
At American Express.
At American Express.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare.
And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare.
Meets your approval.
Meets your approval.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
And regular reviews.
And regular reviews.
That show progress towards your goals.
That show progress toward your goals.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
That's okay. How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
At American Express.
At American Express.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
And continue.
And we work hard.
And we work hard.
And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval.
And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare.
And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare
meets your approval.
Meets your approval.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
And regular reviews that show progress towards your goals.
And regular reviews that show progress toward your goals.
Good. So, and then these other ones, I'll have audio on your page so you can practice along with these other ones.
Okay.
But that's a good one. How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients, and we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval. We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon and regular reviews that show progress towards your goals.
And regular reviews that show progress toward your goals.
Good.
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice? At American Express, we measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients. And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval.
Meets your approval.
All right. And we work hard to ensure that the financial plan we prepare meets your approval. We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon and regular reviews that show progress toward your goals.
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
How do you know you're getting the right financial advice?
At American Express.
At American Express.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
We measure the quality of financial advice we provide our clients.
And we work hard.
And we work hard.
To ensure that the financial plan we prepare.
To ensure that the financial plan we prepare
meets your approval.
Meets your approval.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
We deliver clear recommendations that can be acted upon.
And regular reviews.
And regular reviews.
That show progress towards your goals.
That show progress toward your goals.
Good. Yeah, so this is more corporate-y.
Yeah, definitely.
More of a corporate kind of vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good.